Wee. Rock 107 WIRX. WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
How are you?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Hey, dog. Hey. Anyway.
Got any more of that sweetest sheep?
I want to talk to Samson.
Samson.
It's 6:36. We got to keep removing. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Want to talk to Samson.
Samson.
More stuff has been dug up from the White Stripes archives in celebration of the duo's greatest hits album. Live at 40 Watt in Athens, Georgia, is a previously unreleased show recorded September 27th, 1999. Man, wow. that is back there, man. It's available exclusively through the Third Man Records Bandcamp page through this Sunday. Proceeds will benefit Fair Fight and its work to protect the rights of eligible voters in the Georgia runoff elections. 18 B-sides from the duo's international singles are available digitally and on streaming sites for the first time. And that happened yesterday. And the Stripes' only performance on Saturday Night Live from October 19th, 2002 has been posted on the SNL YouTube channel. Watch both Dead Leaves and The Dirty Ground, and We're Going to Be Friends on YouTube now. Dead Leaves and The Dirty Ground is low-key one of the best songs to come out of the last 2 decades. Dude, it's such a good song. The White Stripes don't get enough credit in my mind. They really don't.
They really don't, man. They kind of hang on the back a little bit, you know, and I agree with you. That song's badass.
Yeah.
Seven Nation Army will never get old.
Never. And I mean, like, they have so many. I implore you, anybody out there listening right now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Dead Leaves and The Dirty Ground, listen to it, okay? Take a break from this show. I'm not going to say anything important. Go listen to it. You'd be like, oh, my God, where has this song been all my life? It is so good. So good. Anyway. So, yeah, if you're a fan of White Stripes, which you should be, a lot of cool stuff coming out as the band kind of celebrates their greatest hits and taking a look back to 20-odd years ago. Anyway,
that is your anytime rivals. I listen to the White Stripes, it's always like in the back pocket. I always kind of forget about them, you know, and then it comes out. I'm like, dude, I should be listening to songs by White Stripes all day long because it's that good. It really is, man.
Well, last time I was up north with you when we had the guys trip up there, when I was driving around looking for fishing spots, I had this old MP3 player that I found and I put a fresh battery in it. And that song came up in the rotation, Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground. And I'm like, oh, my God. Listen to it like 6 times in a row, man. But anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1992, Nirvana released Incesticide, a collection of B-sides and rarities, all the way in 1992. You know, really, they hadn't even majorly broke it kind of yet on the scene, but already had a collection of B-sides and rarities on there. So
92.
Dude. What
was that like lifetime 90 ago. Years ago?
Lifetime ago. What, there was something I was reading the other day, and it was on Reddit. And so, and like someone pointed this out. It was like 15 years ago. Like whenever this thing happened, I'm like, oh, my God, 15 years ago. What?
Anyway. It's the same distance from to 2050 that it is from 1990.
Shut your whore mouth.
Isn't that weird?
Don't say that. Don't you say that. All right. Well, now I'm depressed. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.